This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again at this time on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Got to get up. Got to get a getting. And get on down there where folks standing around waiting for the Old Trailblazer to come by and spend a few moments and praise the Lord with them and share the gospel with them just a few minutes. And I'm glad you folks are listening. And I've heard from many of you lately, but I'd like to hear from some of you who are hearing me for the first time. Tell me what station, what area you're listening in. And if you do that, I appreciate it. And tell me that you're praying for me and helping with the broadcast. We're just going on new stations with the Trailblazer broadcast, scattered all over the country, especially in the Southeast. And if you would, tell somebody else about the broadcast. And then let me remind you of our website, our homepage, radiomissions.org. Go there and find out much more about the Old Trailblazer. Fact is, you can hear the Trailblazer anytime you want to, day or night, by going there to radiomission.org and click over there on the left side to radio broadcasters, and then go over to the other side and look there for the Trailblazer. And we have many, many messages posted there. Some have not been aired yet. Some have already gone. So if you would, let me know if you're having any trouble. I'll be glad to help you. We're bringing you these studies on the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We've been there now for a couple of months, and the Lord's blessing. Folks are calling me, telling me they appreciate the messages, and I'm glad you do. It's been a blessing to me. I'm learning a lot. And we were looking in our last study about how that man's life, believer's life, it's not a fairy tale. No, it's not a smooth thing. No. One day you have sunshine, you praise the Lord for it, and next morning a storm may be raging. But listen, Jacob lived. We're looking at old Jacob. Jacob lived and walked by faith. But he had many, many terrible struggles. I wish you'd go there and read that account of Jacob and his life after he ran away there when he thought Esau was going to kill him. But listen, he had many struggles. Do you have any struggles, believer? I do. Oh, people think, well, old Trailblazer, you don't have any struggles. No, I probably have a lot more than you do. I lay up on my bed at night struggling hard with unbelief, struggling hard. Well, maybe for your soul, praying for you, asking the Lord, please, Lord, help the old Trailblazer. Be honest, be truthful, be sincere, that I would come across these ether waves as a sincere individual. I know I have my detractors, I know that. But my friend, I heard a man one day say that if nobody criticized him, he'd hire somebody to criticize him because it keeps you humble. Did you know it keeps you humble when somebody criticizes you unjustly? Oh, my friend, I love constructive criticism, don't you? I tell the brethren, if you got something that you need to talk about, come sit down, let's talk about it. But don't go off and grumble and mumble about it. But listen, old Jacob, he was, I'll compare many of us to old Jacob. Listen, he prized and valued his relationship to that everlasting covenant. He knew his relationship to that covenant, and he prized it. He trusted in his God, Jehovah, and esteemed his promises. He relied upon them. That's what he means. His life was molded by the promises of God, and that old nature was very strong in Jacob. Are you blessed with that old strong nature, my friend? Old hell devil nature? Oh, I am. Old temper that comes out on a moment's notice. Then you got to go off in the corner somewhere and cry, Lord, don't. Don't hold that against me. Forgive me, Lord. You know my heart. I told you the story about this lady out there somewhere, this woman. I read in a storybook, in a sermon by one of the old divines, and he told this woman was out there in the West somewhere where hard living was hard to scrape out of the earth. And this lady was a rough lady. She was a rough person. She's always contentious. The kids had to scramble to get out of her way, and the dogs and the cats had to run. But later on, the Lord got a hold to her. Isn't that amazing? The Lord ever got a hold to you, my friend? The Lord ever touched your heart? Oh, my friend, the Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Well, this lady, I don't remember the whole story, but the lady was brought down low and turned to the Lord, and the Lord saved her. And then so when time went on, everybody knew she was a different lady. But one day at the dinner table, something come up unexpectedly, and she got up from her chair and shoved it back on the table and went in the bedroom and closed the door. Went in the closet, closed the door. She said, Lord, hold back, Satan. Don't let that old hellish nature of mine show forth where my children can see it again. Don't let my husband think that I'm not saved. Don't let me embarrass myself and throw shame on my blessed Lord. She went in there and prayed, my friend. How many times have I done that? How many times have you done that, my friend? Oh, wake up in the middle of the night remembering something that you said harshly about somebody, and you ask the Lord to forgive you. You may not ever see that individual again. I have people say that I'm too harsh. Maybe I am. Maybe I am. And I'm asking the Lord to mellow me, to mellow my heart, that I would love people. Yet I have to be true to God's word, because the Bible says for me to preach the gospel. And the gospel is that Christ died for sinners. But it's also many, many truths there that God is angry with the wicked every day. Oh, my friend, we can't have a lopsided gospel, can we? We have to have the positive and the negative. And that's what the Lord wants me to do. Bring out the positive and then speak of the negative. Oh, but my friend, old Jacob. Jacob, he, you know what the word Jacob means? It's a supplanter. A supplanter. And the root word, I understand, I'm not a scholar. Many of you know that. The root word means a wiggling maggot. Now, that throws a lot of light on it, doesn't it? Oh, listen. His old nature was strong, and he was not an easygoing like his father. No, Jacob's old nature was a strong. He was high-tempered, high-strung, like the old trailblazer, and like my dad. My dad was right like that. He'd fight a circle saw and give it 2 or 3 rounds to start. That's the way old Jacob was. But listen, and it manifested itself many times, but also did the new nature. Until when old Jacob sat there on his bedside, that new nature had conquered, and he was dying a triumphant faith. With a triumphant faith, my friend. Now, that's what it means. You know, we're not in this life long. We leave a legacy here. Maybe folks will see, well, old Trailblazer was a hard old devil. He did. But, Lord, when I come to die, what kind of will folks remember me by? I've asked the folks to put on my tombstone, a new man in Christ. Now, because of Jacob's infirmities, he employed unlawful means to secure his birthright. We all know that story, don't we? Sure do. But you say, why? Why? Because Jacob valued that birthright so much until he could almost overlook the unlawful means to get by. He justified himself. That's what we do, don't we? Oh, listen, he wanted it. He valued it. He said, I've got to have it. And he knew what it meant. He longed for that birthright, and he prayed for it. He lived for that birthright, which his brother despised. Esau despised the birthright. My friend, he knew that his brother despised it, and he knew that his brother spoke lightly of it. He knew his brother didn't want it. Even though Jacob yielded to the deception of his mother, yet above all that, his faith laid hold of the promise that was made for his mother, that the younger, his mother told him, the youngest shall rule the elder. And he believed it. He was the younger. Esau was the older. And listen, nothing would turn him away. He was made up his mind. Listen, I asked you. You tell me, I have folks all over this country who have written me, called me, and emailed me, and said, Pastor, you know I'm not saved. I want to know the Lord. Listen, is there someone out there this morning, that values that covenant with Christ and sees the value of those promises in God's word? Is there that hunger in your heart that there's a longing there that you evaluate for that eternal blood covenant in Christ Jesus our Lord? Until you're willing to go through. One old divine said, I'd wade through hell if I had to get to Christ. Now that was Jacob's determination. And I believe truly, with all my heart, I believe that every sinner comes to that place under Holy Spirit conviction, under the working of the Holy Spirit in your heart and my heart. I believe we come to that place. It's not broadcast, no, for everybody knows. It's not written in the paper. No. But, oh, my friend, there comes that desire. That desire. And did you know what this old trailblazer longs to see in a people? That desperate, I must get to Christ. I must get to Christ. I want it if I got to wade through hell. Jacob said, I want that birthright. I want that covenant relationship with Jehovah God. He saw the promises. He laid hold of the promises. He pled the promises. He looked for their fulfillment. Of course, he used unlawful means. Who hasn't? to try to secure salvation in Christ. But after all, God gave it to him. After all, listen, as we follow Jacob's life, we find that old fleshly nature was mingled with his vows. Mingled there. And he employed fleshly means to carry out his vows. Yet Jacob longed for Jehovah to be his God. At first, he speaks of him as God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. The God of Isaac. But there was one day when Jacob said, "He's my God, my God, my brother, my sister." You come in after and look around and said, "Praise the Lord for old Jacob, won't you?" There was that smoldering faith that would not let go. Old Jacob didn't do like some of you doing. "Well, I think the best thing I can do is just to quit and give up, go back to the world, and then go on to hell. I don't think the Lord's going to have saved me," you might say. Some of you have struggled a long time. "I just don't think this, and I just don't think that." Well, "I think I've sinned away my due grace," you might say. Old Jacob never thought that. Never once entered into his heart. He says, "I want that birthright." That's the thing I like about old Jacob. And one outstanding, we could go back and we could criticize him. We could smear his reputation all over the book. But my friend, I like that desire. He said, "I want that birthright. I want that birthright." And his mother connived with him and helped him get it. And the Lord allowed it. You know, I asked an old preacher one time about a particular thing. And he said, "Well, the Lord didn't ordain that, but he allowed it. He permitted it." And I've looked at many, many things in lives. I see lives. I see believers are walking out of God's will. I've seen women marry an individual whom I would have never thought that they would marry, and then went on to be a witness to that individual who got saved. I said, "Lord, you overruled. You old trailblazer don't know nothing." But I found one thing. We need to be mighty careful of how we criticize folks for doing what they do. Now, I don't condone sin, my friend. No, sir. I don't smooth over. I don't put a blanket over sin. No, sir. And I don't even want to think about how folks are living today with illegitimate babies and shacking up. I don't put my stamp of approval on those things. And a man came down to the front one morning after service and said, "Pastor, can a man get saved shacking up?" I said, "No, not while he's shacking up. But the Lord will save you." I don't know if it was him he was taking up or someone else. I said, "The Lord will save you if you confess it and give it up." You know, the Lord doesn't save you in sin. He saves you from sin. Isn't that a gracious truth? The Lord saves us from sin, washes us, and cleanses us white as snow. So it's always good to be with you folks at this time. And I wish you would look at our website there, radiomission.org. And then go over there on the left side and click on broadcasters, radio broadcasters, and it'll point you over to the right side where you see the old Trailblazer. And there's several messages there all the time. We move them day by day, put new ones on, and you can hear the ones that's been played already, or you can go back. If you missed one week or two ago, there's about 4 weeks worth of them there on there. But listen, I don't have time to explain it too much, but if you need help, call me and write me. My phone number at the office is 225-664-8658. But remember, my mailing address, you help me with the broadcast, is the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Until next time, may God bless you. Goodbye.